This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hello, Bronson Punchos, and Punchabbies, and Punch de Leons, and everyone out there in Punchovia. I just want to drop in a little recording before this episode to say a few things. First of all, that this episode was recorded in front of a live, lovely crowd at the XOXO Festival in Portland, Oregon this past weekend. And if you don't want to just listen to the episode, you can actually watch all of it on our YouTube channel because it was filmed. You can check that out at just youtube.com/punchupthejam. We had a blast, and it really shows. Thank you so much to the wonderful audience and our terrific guests and the friendly open atmosphere of the festival. And of course, the grace and support of Andy Bayo and Andy McMillan, the co-founders of the festival. So a really big thank you to all of them, especially to the Andys for helping us film and record this episode all for you. And secondly, I wanted to give a big thank you to everyone who listens. If you're somehow just popping into this episode without having heard any others, you'll be very surprised to learn that this is my last episode, which is a very bittersweet bummer. Doing this episode in particular was some of the most fun I've ever had on a stage, and it really reminds me of why I love doing this, and I'm gonna miss getting to have weekly fun like this with my best friend and for all of you. But it's not a sad occasion, it's a fun and a joyous one, and I hope you all enjoyed as much as we enjoyed recording it. Thank you so much for a lovely almost 2 years, and please keep listening. Miel's going to carry this podcast on. She's going to do a killer job. You're not going to want to miss it, I promise.
It's time for Punch the Jam. Punch the Jam. Punch the Jam. Punch the Jam.
Hello, Pontius Pilate.
What was it?
Pontius Pilate.
What's it a pun on?
Like Pontius Pilate. Who was he? The guy who killed Jesus, someone yelled a little too enthusiastically.
Welcome to Punch Up the Jam.
Woo!
I'm gonna try not to cry. My name's Miel.
My name is not.
For the last time.
Tomorrow my name becomes Miel.
This is very exciting to be here at XOXO Festival. Thank you very much for having us.
For real. Thank you so much for coming out, guys, or for staying.
I am curious how many people are familiar with this show.
Oh, hell yeah!
All right. Well, for the, what, three of you that aren't?
Yeah, let's not count.
I see you, and I am clocking you.
And thank you for taking a chance on little old us.
So what we're going to do... Oh, God. I'm going to try not to cry.
You want me to do it?
What we're going to do... Yeah, you cry.
What we're going to do today is we're going to talk about a beloved song. Then we're going to talk about why it sucks.
Or...
is great.
Why it's good.
Or why it's good. And at the end, we're going to say, even though it's good, we fixed it. And we made a better version.
Demi did it.
Today, I did do it.
And, I don't know what he did.
Oh, I really did it, folks. Yeah. And another thing that's fun is you guys don't really know what song we're talking about because we don't announce them ever.
It's a secret.
But today is such a good song. I don't even want to waste time teasing you guys about it. I love this song. We're talking Ghostbusters.
I'm so fucking excited.
I'm so stoked, and I'm also already out of breath.
Yeah, I really was afraid I was going to fart or queef during all those kicks.
As long as you just stay away from the mics.
Although, wouldn't that be kind of a fun move to come out here and just...
There's something strange.
Hey, guys, what's up? This is me now. Demi left the show, and now all I do is fart into a microphone.
I've been replaced by a fart, and he's killing it. Speaking of mics, why don't we...
Oh, shit! You guys don't know our guests. We have two.
You don't even know why that was a clever segue. We do have two guests. Let's introduce them. You know him as one of the hosts of Comedy Central's New Negroes. Please welcome Open Mike Eagle!
I was trying to do a high kick.
Thank you for doing a high kick with us.
I tried. The fanny pack, it weighed me down.
No, yes. It's the attempt that matters.
Ah, you came out and kicked.
A little bit.
For that, I thank you.
You're welcome.
And I thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Yeah.
Should we introduce our second guest?
Oh, we got to. You know him for his mashup albums, Mouth Moods, Mouth Noise, and Big Mouth Silence. Please welcome Neil Cicerega!
Hi.
Hello.
I didn't know this was like a dancing podcast.
It is.
It's not, actually.
We're the only visual podcast.
Episode 89, we were like, we should
time
dance.
To kick. Yeah, time to start dancing.
I'm so excited to have both of you guys on at the same fucking time.
For real.
Because I feel like of all the guest requests we've gotten, you two have been at the top for years now.
Really?
Yeah.
People are just requesting?
Yeah.
Right? They can just tweet at us anything. I hate it.
Do you ever get requests for, like, dead people?
Yes. Everyone's like, get Abe Lincoln on the show. I'm like, I don't know him.
Also, what kind of music does he like?
Oh. Ugh.
Imagine trying to punch up Bach.
You can't do it. Can't be done.
That's a strong opinion.
What? Bach is unpunchable?
No, he's not. Are we going to do this right now?
Okay, guys. New song, Fuck Ghostbusters.
I can't. Sheep may safely graze. Put it on.
I was like, I can't name one Bach song. Did okay. He do Word Up?
I would like to hear from both of you guys individually or at the same time if we want to go anarchist with this. Mm-hmm. What your relationship thoughts are with Ghostbusters theme song.
You want to go first?
Okay. Well, first of all, I like it a lot. Particularly, even though we're not going to show it, I really like the video a lot. The video is a great example of a black man with a mullet.
That's, ooh, yes.
It's really unique, and I want to reproduce it, and that's one of the few examples I can show people.
Before Eddie from Family Matters came along.
Yeah, way before that, yeah.
Also, the cameos. Are wild.
The cameos are incredible in that video.
Not even people that were in Ghostbusters.
So part of the video is this 1988 special effects extravaganza.
Where this people, is the best sentence already.
People appear, and then they disappear, and then they appear again. And it's very fucking ghostly for like 1988.
Jeffrey Tambor, Danny DeVito.
But that's the thing, Chevy Chase.
They spent the whole budget on the first minute of the video, and they're like, "What are we gonna do for the rest of the video?
What budget?
We'll get famous people who have nothing to do with the movie saying, I ain't afraid of no ghosts.' It's like the whole second half,
which may or may not even be true.
Al Franken's in there too, right?
Oh gosh. It was probably a wild set. That was probably wild.
There's no set. They brought them all in separately. It's so clearly just like, you come over, it's like 3:00. Like, just like. Yeah.
It's like, it was in the afternoon when they had people doing cameos. It was weird.
They just went over to someone's house, be like, you don't have to get out of your bed. Just like, look at the camera and say, I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Yeah.
Leave.
Yeah.
Again, very much taunting a ghost to haunt you.
Yes. It's daring a ghost to scare you. It's, yeah.
I would never do that in real life.
Hey?
I would never do that in real life, but I do sing that song lyric all the time.
But you're just singing. I think ghosts know the difference.
I mouth it just in case.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's safe.
I ain't afraid.
That's like saying it with a condom.
Yes. That's how I've described my singing style.
You can't raw dog every lyric.
I can't raw, no. Out of respect for Ray Parker and the many people who have died, I just don't say it. Yeah. Neil,
yeah.
What is your history with Ghostbusters?
I saw Ghostbusters the movie as a kid, and I always found it a mostly kid-friendly movie that has some really raunchy, filthy sex stuff in it.
Mm-hmm. Ghost blowjob.
It's got the ghost blowjob. It's just the general demeanor of these men walking around and just with their sticks, you know?
Like, too much swagger, not enough talent.
The first scene of the movie is Bill Murray like trying to woo a student by being like, hey, you're doing great at this test, lady.
It's a massive ethics violation.
Yes. And from that violation sprung a job where he gets to hunt ghosts.
Also, what kind of ghosts do they hunt? You know, like, what are the rules on this ghost hunting?
They're just the loved ones of people who've died, and they're just sending them to...
Who loves Slimer?
I was going to say, the most famous ghost in the series is a ghost. It's just a chubby little boy who eats cakes, and they're like, we got to stop him.
Yeah, I've seen Matilda.
John Belushi's ghost, though. They loved him, right? That's not my joke. That's what they joked on set, I think.
It's your joke right? Now, Neil.
Yeah. So anyway, with all that weird raunchiness in mind, I did a kind of deconstructive remix of... Ghostbusters called Bustin.
Oh, we got a clip.
Baby.
I love this.
Please.
Is one of the like. I love this song so much.
Really?
Like, I feel we were excited to invite you on the podcast to talk about Ghostbusters because of this, but then I was also just like, I really fucked myself because I can't punch it up better than you have already punched it up.
Thank you.
Neil.
It's so
good. Can you get a round of applause for that? That's fucking incredible.
You have made the definitive version of the Ghostbusters theme as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you. What I did was I removed all references to the Ghostbusters.
Which is what makes it better.
I think that is probably my first fix. We can talk about that later, my reasoning behind that.
We all know we're here to bust, not ghost. It makes sense. Think about it. It makes sense.
I'm surprised.
Splash Zone. Sorry, go on.
Splash Zone!
Welcome to Gallagher After Dark. I'm surprised to hear you, of all people, talking about busting.
Yeah, because that's the opposite of what I do, baby. I'm on the edge. Never bust. Never bust 2020.
I don't want an edge. If you start fucking me, you better make me come.
That's the opposite of our slogan.
I would love to see the look on all of the faces of people who are like, I don't know what the show is, but I'll stick around.
Someone just screamed out, it's about edging!
Edging!
Ghost edgers?
Ghost etchers.
There's a lot of Ghostbusters porn.
Hey. I'm not surprised.
I have a question.
That was so authoritatively said.
Yes.
Yes. I've made a lot of Ghostbusters porn, is what he wanted to say.
I have a question, and I know it's going to sound like I'm kidding, and I'm not, and I would actually like an answer to this. They told us we can go as long as we want, so take your time. Can ghosts come?
Miel, ghosts are come.
I think you're right about that. They're stinky.
But if we're going to get serious, I don't think so.
It's because they're so bad at giving head.
That's how they died. That's how every one of them died.
If you come back to haunt, it's because you just couldn't make anybody come good. I'm sorry, this is a new lore now. I'm branching off the podcast to create Can Ghosts Come? With Miel Brado.
Can ghosts come with me, Albredo?
You ever go to your apartment
and say... There's this terrible movie called Ghosts Can't Do It. Is anyone ever... Yeah.
Is and this it, real?
It's, what's... I forget the name.
It's definitely not Ghostbusters porn, because I haven't seen it.
No, but it's about this old guy who dies, and then, like, he... I don't care, but Donald Trump is in the movie. That's what I was getting around to.
Oh.
Look it up. It's crazy.
Wait, no, they re-released it in America as The Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
Who's Donald Trump in that one?
He's a little boy.
He's a little boy.
His face is superimposed on Misha Barton.
Yes. You've seen it.
Okay, so then with that said, should we get into some notes about this song?
Yes, please.
Or do we want to keep talking about Ghost Gum?
We'll get
you
back to
it. You let me know. Okay.
It's like Godwin's Law, you know, every conversation eventually leads to Ghost Gum.
Just quick sidebar, another curious thought I've had. When I go into a room and I say, hello, are there any ghosts in here? Let me know. Can I flirt with them?
If they respond, okay? I think.
If I ask them, are they hot? Do they have to tell me the truth?
No, it's not like cops. Which, by the way, Ghostbusters are just cops for ghosts.
Yeah.
No.
We gotta put them in jail.
Yeah.
They're private security, right?
Well,
privatized
cops. They
got
guns and they kill ghosts, and I don't like it.
Do they kill them?
They put them in tiny little boxes.
They put them in prison.
They definitely put them in ghost jail.
Yeah,
ghost
for
jail.
Sure.
AGBAB. All Ghostbusters are bastards.
Ghostbusters. Oh, okay.
Ghostbusters.
Thank you for explaining that.
Oh, that's the should have been the punch up.
So his song came out in 1984.
1984. Wait, is that when the movie came out?
Yeah. Neil. Yeah.
1984. I've talked about this, but 1984 started so many franchises. That's when
George Orwell.
That famous franchise.
Reboot coming soon.
Anyway, Ghostbusters is just one of them, but you got your Terminator, you got your Freddy Krueger, you got Gremlins, a bunch of stuff just like started in 1984.
My parents probably started thinking about having me.
Yeah, it was just like the cocaine was really good that year.
Yeah, it sounds like those are all coke-fueled things. Yeah.
Well, back in the Karate days, Kid. A movie just had to be like a title, and it's like, you figure out why that's cool.
Okay, one more sidebar.
Yeah.
I once was friends with a girl whose dad was like a famous screenwriter, and I peeked in his office when I was at her house one day, and he had a bulletin board in his office, and it just had one note card pinned to it, and it just said, Titanic 2? Question mark.
Hell yes. Hell yes.
I didn't know you knew Lisa Cameron. Or, I don't know.
And his name was James Cameron.
No joke, though. James Cameron did pitch the sequel to Alien by going into a room, writing Alien on the board, then writing an S and writing it as a dollar sign.
Wow.
That's not a bit like
the aliens rap now.
Mm-hmm. Little alien.
little alien.
Okay, so if you didn't know, the guy singing and who wrote it actually is Ray Parker Jr. Not to be confused with Senior, of course. We all know him.
Very serious man.
This song... This song reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100.
You say that like you're surprised.
I am surprised. Have you heard this song?
Yes, repeatedly. That's how it got there.
But it stayed there. It stayed there for 3 whole weeks.
Yeah. Should have been longer.
It was nominated for a fucking Oscar.
It lost?
It lost two. Stevie Wonder's I Just Called to Say I Love You.
That's it got
what
robbed.
A shitty right? song to lose to.
I agree. Even like I think that song is more famous than the movie, but I'm also like this song is better than that song. Stevie Wonder's got better songs. That song is not.
Some
as
of them
good
are
as
written by Ray Parker Jr.
Really?
This is true. They used to work together. He was his guitarist for a long time.
Oh, I wanna see the season of Feud that's them at the Oscars being like, I'm gonna win. No, I'm gonna win.
Oh, in my mind they're like, hey friend. Hope you win.
Nah, Stevie's out for blood.
Yeah, if there's one adjective I'd use to describe Stevie Wonder, it's bloodlusty. Okay, now here's where the story gets a little screwy. Parker says he was approached by the film's producers to create the theme song 2 days before they needed it.
That checks out.
It definitely checks out. Also, it had to incorporate the word Ghostbusters.
The low bar.
He incorporates it in the laziest way, too, because he never says the word Ghostbusters.
He said he refused to sing it, so he had his girlfriend and her friends sing it.
What? Why did he refuse to?
I think maybe some artistic credibility.
Okay.
But he sang all the other words in the song.
When the something's strange, that's fine.
It's great.
But the
that's not a declarative. It's like, if there's something strange, he's not coming out and saying that ghosts exist. I think that's what it's...
You may be right about that.
In a hypothetical situation.
Yes.
With something strange.
Do you think he's like religious, maybe?
Oh, the ghost busting.
But he talks about both ghosts and busting.
And he cashed that check.
And came back to shoot the video. Like, he's fully attached to Ghostbusters.
I think he has a complex relationship with this song. I get the sense.
Gee, what makes you say that?
Well... Let's talk about it. I think it ruined his life. No, not his life, but because he made so much money from it. But he was on like this really graceful, nice pop, like the Harvard track of music where he...
Where he had Radio.
Radio, his band, which is spelled R-A-Y-D-I-O.
It's his name. Oh, if you didn't get that.
Yeah. Radio.
It's like he's not the only member of the band.
There's two of them. He later changed it to Ray Parker Jr. and Radio.
His name is twice.
That's two of him.
Some redundancy there.
Yeah. But it's like he was just going to like have this nice, graceful career. He had already had like some hits. He was going to do fine. He's the kind of guy who I feel like if Ghostbusters hadn't happened, nowadays he'd be like showing up like as a guest on like Daft Punk albums and stuff. He's just like, oh, like this musician's musician kind of guy. But then this fucking Halloween novelty song enters his life.
In the summer.
In the summer.
You gotta give him 2 months to be like, yeah, this might work for Halloween.
Yeah, and then the poor guy had to get so rich, and it just ruined his career.
Well, it just, I don't know.
It is complicated.
For that to be the thing you're known for the rest of your life.
His quote that I read said something like, oh, people think I don't like people coming up to me and saying, who are you going to call? But it's like, I'm carrying a lottery ticket. Why would I be upset? So I think he's pretty psyched about the money is the sense I'm
getting. Yeah, that's fine.
And also, nobody's come up to him and said that in 15 years.
Would anyone, I just want to see a quick show of screams. If you saw Ray Parker Jr. on the street, would you recognize him? Not a one scream. Okay.
Ray Parker Jr. is in this audience right now just being like, would you?
So he couldn't figure out a way to include Ghostbusters into the lyrics, which I gotta say, I understand. That would be a hard challenge, I feel like. In hindsight, we're like, oh, it's obvious, but it's obvious now. You know, it
doesn't
I mean?
Rhyme with anything.
No.
Toast, musters, close, dusters, roast.
Duckwards.
Duckwards.
This is making up shit.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Most buttwards.
There it is.
I bet he was this close to calling Weird Al for help.
Oh, yeah. Weird Al's like, so you come crawling to the master.
But the way he ends up figuring it out is that he's up. He says, it was 4 a.m. and I had about 4 or 5 hours left before the messenger service was going to come. Had I not turned in something, I would not have gotten any money.
So no mentions of the mountains of cocaine.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
That, I think it's just implied in the 80s. Also, again, harping on the money side of this, I think he's pretty psyched about the money.
Well, what the sense I get from him is that he's kind of a nerd. I think he's a big music nerd. Because have you listened to, like, the individual tracks for Ghostbusters? Because you can just listen to just the bass line. Just
yeah, the stems
are out
there.
I definitely know you have done that.
That's, yeah.
I listened to the stems for making the punch up, and they're fantastic.
They're great. It's all him.
Yeah.
He's a one-man band.
I want to, just because I don't think we'll get to it in the talking of it, I want to play just the guitar in the middle.
Yes, thank you.
The guitar sounds so fucking great. Like, it's a good rock song.
That's what I was exactly. It's just, it's all Ray Parker.
That's
Jr.
insane.
The guitar came.
But that guitar riff could easily be like a punk song or something.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of buried in the mix, like with all these like really good synths. And it's all played by him, and he had 2 days to make it, and it's all like really tight. And it's just, I don't know, he's like, he has great instincts, I think.
He's the back of the 80s.
It's a silly ass song, but like the 15, 20 years of career he had leading up to this all comes into play in this like
I think
crisis.
You need to write this movie, Neil.
I am so touched by the story of Ray Parker Jr.
I hope that as I continue that doesn't change, but it might.
I'm gonna have to like get on the negative side.
Well, okay, so another interesting thing is that it was only gonna be 20 or 25 seconds long. I think it was literally gonna be like a sting for the commercial or something.
Oh wow.
But what he says, what we did is take the tape machine, spliced and edited and made it 4 minutes long.
Okay, so he admits it. That's good to know. Yeah. That's something I noticed when I was remixing the song. I was like, huh, he sang this line twice and it's the same exact recording.
Yes. Yeah. There's a lot of repetition in this song.
I think he got paid for 30 seconds of work and he profited off of 4 minutes. Anyways, mm-hmm. I have to now digress a bit into the lawsuit that ensued. That's kind of a fun pun. Anyways, Huey Lewis in the news! He sued Columbia and Ray Parker for copyright infringement, stating that Parker's song was too similar to Lewis's song, I Want a New Drug. Can you play that?
Yeah.
Who you gonna call? Ray Parker. I ain't afraid of no laws.
I want a new drug. Want the whole thing. You listen to the synth.
Oh, I played at the wrong time.
It's okay.
Yeah, but there's the dun dun sting is in there.
So it is pretty similar. And rumor on the street is that Lewis was originally contacted to do the song, and he couldn't because he had to do Back to the Future. And actually, Ivan, I'm going to say it wrong, Reitman? Yeah. That's his name? He even actually admitted, we kept looking for a song in the montage in the middle of the movie. I was a big Huey Lewis fan. I put in I Want a New Drug as the temporary score for screenings, and it seemed to be the perfect tempo, and we cut the montage to that tempo. When it was time to mix the movie, someone introduced me to Ray Parker Jr., and he comes back with a song called Ghostbusters that has basically the same kind of riff, but it was totally original song, original lyrics, original everything.
Huh.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
One of the greatest coincidences of all time.
It kind of raises a complicated question because...
It looks bad.
It does look quite bad. It really changes the tune about the fucking, I had 2 days and I had no idea what to do. It's like, well, actually, maybe they said, can you copy this exactly and try not to get sued? But again, that's pretty commonplace in these industries when you can't afford it or get the rights or whatever. In any case, it is interesting because you can't copyright a chord progression. You can't copyright a synth sound. So the fact that, I mean, they didn't technically win. They settled out of court. But, yeah, like, the fact that you can sue and get money for that is a little scary, especially considering that Huey Lewis himself has been accused of lifting the same riff from Pop Music by M.
What?
Right.
Pop, pop, pop music.
I mean,
pop,
yeah.
Pop, pop,
I want
music.
A new drug.
This is my favorite of the three, by the way.
It's so good.
Yeah.
This song rules,
yeah,
but I mean, it is similar, right?
Yeah.
So what point is it like, can we just continually sue and sue and sue, and at what point can you keep winning?
There's actually a lineage that goes back even further. I've seen people break it down and find that same like bass line going back like decades.
Right, because really? Again, music is only so many notes. Like the same shit's gonna happen.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, just some food for thought.
I also read a little thing on the lawsuit that apparently they settled out of court and they had to sign, they signed a confidentiality agreement that Huey Lewis was not allowed to talk about it.
It was a gag order.
Yeah, and then on I Love the 80s in like 2001, he mentioned it and got sued because of it.
And
Huey Lewis had to pay Ray Parker Jr.
He did. He got sued by Ray Parker Jr.
Honestly, the greatest.
And you know the quote from Ray Parker Jr. on that? Got a lot of money out of that.
I saw he did an AMA on Reddit where he talked about that a little bit, and he like described it in a way like he had nothing to do with it.
No,
like
he definitely did.
And then just like some money appeared in my bank account.
How did that happen?
I told my lawyers get that man, and I got money.
No, he really absolves himself of being involved whatsoever in the original lawsuit or anything. He just like
so funny.
Busting makes him feel good.
He busted.
Trust busting makes me
feel
good.
He's a fucking narc, folks. He was there the whole time.
No wonder he's repping the Ghostbusters.
The last note I have, and I just included this because it's so funny to me. It's not even fact checked. Supposedly, one other person was reached out to do the music before they arrived at Ray Parker Jr. Can you just take a guess who that might have been?
The 80s.
80s, right.
Dom DeLuise.
Ooh, close guess. Very close.
My honest guess would be Danny Elfman.
Oh, that's a good guess. Yeah.
Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Also a good guess. Lindsey Buckingham.
Oh! Ooh. Nice.
Which, by the way, I feel like busting you is the right thing to do. You can bust your own ghost.
Bust your own ghost.
It's right there!
And if you don't bust me now, you will never bust me again.
I can still hear you saying you will never bust the ghost.
We can do this with their entire catalog.
Those are all the notes I had. Does anyone else have anything to add before we get into the song?
Oh, I got nothing. We got to dive in.
Should we?
We got to play that clip again.
Oh, it's like... kind of sick.
So spooky. Oh, this is gonna be scary soon. I'm ready to be scared. Nope.
Now I'm horny.
Woo, let's bounce.
It's like a child song.
It absolutely is.
Ghostbusters! It's something strange.
Oh, and the end of the song. Yeah. Fill in the blanks, folks. You get it.
Yeah.
I love that synth sound. How it just sounds just like the fake horn.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all him, baby.
So great.
I just love the idea of him being coked out of his mind in a hotel room at 4 a.m. being like, oh, fuck. I think we're on to something.
Nope, that's not it. Damn it.
Here's the thing. The parts that aren't from the Huey Lewis song are really good.
Yeah.
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 That's true.
Are you here from the estate of Ray Parker Jr.?
Sorry, what?
Are you here, like, on behalf of Ray Parker Jr.?
I really respect the man, despite the plagiarism.
I do, too.
Which maybe he had to do, you know?
And maybe it was just an accident. Maybe it was a coincidence.
I will say, of the three songs, I still feel like Ghostbusters is the one that goes the hardest. So I'm like... Yeah.
Well, it's the third punch-up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
It's like in Multiplicity.
Right.
The classic Michael Keaton vehicle.
No, you didn't have to explain. We all knew. You say Multiplicity, we go, gotcha. Move on.
We also like pizza, Steve. Deep Multiplicity cuts? No? Okay, that's cool.
This guy knows. I wasn't pointing to anybody. The song goes on, too.
There's something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
Now that he's something not weird, singing in there, it makes me mad.
Right?
Come on, everybody.
Who you gonna call?
Thank you.
Hell
that's a fucking hit.
If Ray Parker Jr. was here to see that.
Oh, man.
He'd crack a mild smile.
I feel like
somebody would get sued.
He's like, oh, I'm suing all of y'all.
I didn't know that happened, but I did get a lot of money out of that. Honestly, hearing a crowd of people scream Ghostbusters, I feel like I peed a tiny bit. That was really exciting.
It makes me feel like I wrote Ghostbusters.
This is my joy.
I'm just like, oh my God, you did that for me. If there's something strange in your neighborhood, who are you going to call? Ghostbusters. Okay. If it's something weird and it don't look good, who are you going to call? Ghostbusters.
See, that feels like too general to know it was ghosts.
Right? It's not specific enough at all.
No.
Like anything strange?
Whoa, that's a real tall bike. It's like, all right, I'm going to call the Ghostbusters.
Is this the original, if you see something, say something?
Yes.
But it's always the Ghostbusters.
Oh,
we're getting
shit.
So many calls just like, I got a flyer from Bed Bath & Beyond, and the name is wrong.
I saw a rat in the subway, but it was just too big.
Too big.
What's going on with those rats?
Hey, there's something weird in my neighborhood.
You guys should come over.
It's me.
And it does not look good.
Mark, lose this number.
Can you send the tall one?
I've seen that movie. I've seen it. It's real good.
Mike, I would love to circle back to the Ghostbusters porn. Is it interspecial?
It's inner a lot of things.
It's inner, it's outer, it's repeatedly both of those in unison.
Can the ghost possess you and have sex in your body? Yeah, that makes sense. Can the ghost go inside you and have sex in your body?
Wait, like have sex with you inside your body?
No,
or like,
no. With as someone, you, have as sex, you have sex with someone else.
I'm sure someone's used that as a terrible crime defense.
No one steal my porn idea.
Is it like all those pizza porns where there's like, oh, thank you, Ghostbusters. If only I had something to pay you with.
It's like, well, you can pay us with that vagina, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Wait, no, it happens. No, sorry, but it happens in the movie. Gozer, like, infects...
The gatekeeper.
Yeah, the gatekeeper and the keymaster.
Yeah, how could we ghost forget? Sigourney Weaver, so hot in that movie.
Oh my God, it was incredible.
Also, Rick Moranis as that dog, woo!
As the dog?
Yeah, you've seen that movie. You'll perish in flames, yeah.
That's what's happening?
Coincidentally, my safe word.
Was that about what we're talking about?
I don't like in any situation someone yelling, you'll perish in flame. What's happening? Is that the name of a movie?
Yeah,
I would like confirmation of that as well.
Yeah.
I know that guy. You know,
okay.
It's all right. I don't know that guy.
I also, so that second part is if it's something weird and it don't look good, uh-oh, not if there's something.
Hi, I thought it was a zit, but it's been a few days. Is it cystic? I don't know. Can you take a look?
What's happening here? Bust this.
Bust it.
Who are you going to call?
And then they go on to...
Wait, you're not even talking about how sexy he sounds when he sings this song.
His entire song sounds like...
It's too sexy.
Yeah, he's recording this like, the messenger's going to get here, and the messenger is my girlfriend, and we're going to fuck. I need to hurry up. It's like, it's something strange in your neighborhood.
I think he was concerned about his image changing and, like, not being seen as sexy after the song came out, right?
I could see that. Aww. He does sing this entire thing just being like, I need to be a sex symbol if I'm going to do this.
Well, he does, I mean, we'll get to it, but busting does make
I think that's the entire reason for that line.
To justify the sexy voice.
I could talk for an hour about that one line and how it makes no sense in any
context. We'll get there, we'll get there, we'll get there.
We will get there and we'll take the hour.
Yeah.
You said we could go as long as we want.
You said it.
Andy, stay back there.
So it goes on to...
This part rips.
That shit is, that's so Halloween.
It's so.
How is it so Halloween?
It's sounds like the feeling of Frankenstein waking up.
Yeah.
If Frankenstein was hot.
Now,
Frankenstein is like the sexiest man alive.
Yeah, I Frankenstein.
What?
No one saw that movie, sorry.
Oh, with Aaron Eckhart.
Yeah, Aaron Eckhart as
Neil,
Frankie.
Did you just come out as Frankenstein on our show?
Yo.
Yeah, I Frankenstein.
Finally, I can forget these verbs and go back to my natural state.
Very brave.
Sorry, you said sexy Frankenstein, and that's Aaron Eckhart popped to mind.
That's redundant. You know? That's like ATM machine. Just say Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Frankenstein is the hottest monster, though,
no!
right?
Yeah. Yes. What's the hottest monster?
Dracula!
Okay,
but let's take a poll. Dude. Let's cheer if you think Frankenstein's the hottest monster. All right, now cheer if you think it's Dracula.
Thank
I don't know.
You.
Those sounded pretty close to me.
Which
sounded pretty close to me, yeah.
There's one person in the audience just like, man, y'all even pull for Wolfman.
No.
If we were going to go Wolf, we would go Teen Wolf, and Teen Wolf would win.
I don't like you. Okay. Why Teen?
I'll add one more.
Okay.
I'll add one more.
All right.
The Creature from the Shape of Water.
No.
No go.
So hot.
No, I'm not even sure it was intelligent.
Got a thing for eggs?
It made her come. It was intelligent.
Well, was it like, was it ape level?
Look, take it from me. You don't have to be intelligent to make somebody come.
I'm just saying, my whole problem with that movie was I wasn't sure if she was just sleeping with, like, the equivalent.
Consensual.
It ate a cat, and two scenes later, she's like, I'm taking off my robe.
Yeah.
They had a great relationship, but that thing was not hot.
No!
Mike, this is where we stand on different sides of the spectrum.
Okay.
I'm so sorry, but it had abs, so what was I supposed to do? What
it had, like, a 9-pack or some shit.
It had, like, a 25-pack.
Yeah. Frankenstein's got as many packs.
Why is it always an odd number? Why...
You make your own. You just make a Frankenstein. It's whatever you want it to be.
How many packs
it's
is
your Frankenstein? That's right.
None.
All right, now we have to rank the Frankensteins. Okay, so let's start with Herman Munster.
Oh, that's a great one.
That's a great Frankenstein, and he's funny.
I want
a funny
Bello
one.
Russo.
Someone's leaving. Sorry, I was like, they're like, I can't take. I'm not doing this. Sorry, what were you saying?
Bella Rossi.
Bela Lugosi.
Yep, that's one.
That's not, no.
That's hot.
No, that was,
I Boris. Almost,
yeah.
Boris Karloff.
Thank
Boris
you.
Karloff.
That's Frankenstein.
He's good.
That's a good person.
Robert De Niro.
Frankenstein?
De Niro played Frankenstein?
He did.
From that,
Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that was
Damn.
De Niro.
Never finished watching it.
I'd never started.
You know who else? Okay, I think we can move on now. I had to just get that out of my system.
We haven't talked too much about the I Ain't Afraid of No Ghost, but I love the way he says it because it's like a sassy child. Like, I'm not afraid of no ghost. Like,
it's that little girl with the vine. Fucking shit. You hope you guys know what I'm talking about.
No one knows what you're talking about. Vine.
She kills her doll. And it's her teacher. That person knows. What's the quote from that vine?
She fucking dead.
Oh, she fucking dead.
She fucking dead.
She fucking dead?
She fucking dead.
Where's this vine?
It's like this like 8-year-old girl with her doll. She's like, she fucking dead.
Wow.
But you're right. He says it in a way that clearly implies he is afraid of the ghost.
He's so afraid of the ghost.
It's almost like he's afraid of one specific ghost and trying to be like, I'm not afraid of no ghost. There's not one ghost I'm afraid of.
It's like when you write a breakup album about your specific ex.
I'm
the same thing.
I'm not in love with that man. Man, oh man.
that I think Ivan Reitman said, it, or I don't remember who it was, but in the original demo he sent, that was like a background vocal, and they were like, that has to be the lead. We love your Detroit style of singing it.
Detroit style?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like he got through putting a car together and came through? It's like, what yep. makes it sound Detroit?
He's from Detroit, right?
I don't know.
He's like...
I have a feeling he was trying to like codedly say like, it's fun how you sound black when you say that.
Yeah.
I ain't afraid of no ghost. We love that, Ray.
Oh, like I like how you said no.
Yeah.
Oh, ain't, huh? That's fun.
I'm not afraid of any ghosts.
I also love that it's like, it's wavering between like trying to be playful and just straight up being like, I'm horny and I'm not afraid of any ghosts.
Again, you're
yeah,
baiting
I'll fuck
a
that ghost.
Oh yeah, like he's doing
I'll
a sex
fuck damn ghost.
He's having like a sex game with the ghost.
Yeah,
like, yeah,
yes.
yeah.
He's like, I'm not a size queen for any ghosts.
Any ghost can get in this.
People are booing. We have to stop.
No, those are the ghosts. That's the best thing about talking about Ghostbusters. If you hate it, we don't know. We can't tell. They go on to say.
It's a double negative, too.
Oh, sorry, what?
It says a double negative.
Right. So he's, I am afraid
wow,
of.
That means
right.
afraid of all ghosts.
I'm afraid of every ghost.
No, he might just be afraid of some. Right?
Cool. That's yeah. just true. He's definitely afraid of some ghosts.
Imagine for a second, I'm afraid of some ghosts.
It's like, specify. All right.
That's your punch up there.
The second verse, Harriet Tubman, Abraham Lincoln.
John F. Kennedy.
John F. Kennedy, fan it.
Hitler, Hitler.
I did a thing on Instagram once that I think was like, Bundy, Dahmer, John Wayne Gacy, just listing
the
dead
ghosts
people.
You'd be afraid of?
I'm afraid of a bunch of ghosts.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's
Mussolini,
perfect.
Hitler, Liam Neeson's Batman character, Stalin, the shark from Jaws. I'm afraid of like 10 or 12 ghosts.
At least.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw that one.
You've seen
one.
It.
It's a good one.
Wait, real quick. The shark from Jaws. The shark's name is Jaws, right?
It's Bruce.
It's Jaws.
It's Jaws.
It's Jaws.
Bruce is a nickname. Jaws is the legal name.
No. It's like a Bruce Wayne. By night, he's Bruce Jaws.
His alter ego, his Batman is Jaws.
He swims through the ocean in the day going, hey, what's up? I'm Bruce. And at night he goes, I'm Jaws.
People are like, hey, you seen a shark in here? It's like, oh, no, me. I don't
oh,
know.
Just Bruce. We just saw Bruce.
Just Bruce. All right.
Jaws as a werewolf movie, like one of the humans on the island is the culprit.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Write that.
It's gotta right. be the guy who's always like, oh, I feel dry. I gotta go.
It's the Shape of Water 2.
Ah, I love it. Del Toro, you did it again. They go on to say.
You're seeing things running through your head. Who can you call?
Your therapist. Oh. That's crazy.
That's not a ghost. That's temporary psychosis. Like,
yeah. Well, I, the Invisible Man is not a ghost.
The Invisible Man, not
are you
a ghost.
Waiting on? But are also, you a Hollow Man truther?
Hollow Man is just a man who's been made invisible. He's human. He's not dead.
Yeah.
An Emerson truther. What are you saying?
Invisible Man is just—he's alive. He can. He goes between stage of visible and invisible.
He's a science accident.
That's a ghost, ghost transformer.
He's a science accident.
Yeah.
I also love that, like, an invisible man sleeping in your bed, leave him. Like, he's not doing anything that's, he's like, we gotta get this fucking ghost out of here. Like, you don't need to.
Wait, you're saying let an invisible man sleep in your bed. That
yeah.
is your stance.
He's dead. He's had a long day. Let him sleep.
What the fuck? Day does an invisible man have that justifies him to sleep in your bed for free?
Miel, everyone you know is fighting a battle you will never understand. And I'm not here to ask questions about what pain. I don't need the bed. I'm going to work. I'm going to let him sleep in the damn bed. If I come back and he's still there, we'll talk. I don't need him busted, though.
Also, I'm just like, even in the canon of the song, seeing things running through your head, you don't call the Ghostbusters.
That's not...
That doesn't make sense on any level.
Why are the ghosts running through your head?
They should be in real life if they're ghosts. If they're in your head, they're visions.
Maybe he saw a cut of the movie that had some psychological elements that were removed later.
Before they're like, no one's going
to
get this.
Did I mention, I might have missed at the top, that the way he figured out to incorporate Ghostbusters was by seeing an infomercial on TV? And doesn't that make it make so much more sense? Who are you going to call?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. He's basically trying to be like, keys on Van Nuys.
Is he talking about the scene in the movie where they have an infomercial, though, maybe?
I don't know that he saw the movie.
I think he watched a cut of it.
He had
his song
days.
Doesn't feel like he saw the movie.
Well, baby! Sorry, different one.
An SNL cast member hanging out in New York. Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
Dan Aykroyd.
We also, can we just quickly shout out the Josh Fadem joke?
Oh, so...
Ghost trusters, I trust the ghosts.
I love them. Who am I going to call? The ghosts. Josh Fadem's great comedian. Not here. Anyway.
Also, never met him. Just like that joke.
So they then go on to say...
I'm afraid of no ghosts.
Oh, this is the same thing, I think.
And harmonizing.
It's alive!
Is that real? Is that noise real at the end?
Which, the... That looks
real. The harmonizing, whatever, synth, sax, whatever that is, it goes so high at the end.
It hits the high note. Yeah, it's just a high note on the keyboard.
It's not a real sax.
Yeah.
I love it.
No, there's a real sax in there, I think, right?
Yeah, I mean, we'll talk about that, but a sax comes in for exactly just... And it's gone. It's so strange.
They can only get the session player for 10 minutes.
Yeah. It was 4 a.m.
Right. That guitar is quite good.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
If you're all alone, pick up the phone and call
Ghostbusters!
I'm now wondering if the infomercial he saw was for a sex line.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
1-900.
Sex.
Bustin'.
Bustin'.
The sex kind of busting. You know what I mean?
They said the sex kind of busting?
Yeah.
In the infomercial even. Just like, don't be confused. It's not any other type of busting.
Because what...
If you're all alone, pick up the phone and call Ghostbusters.
Or is this like a veiled song to his like ex? You know what I mean? A lot of this works.
I mean, again, Ray Parker fits the exact same cadence as Ghostbusters.
You keep dropping the junior and people are going to get confused.
I think he's like... I don't want to. I'm gonna drop the junior if I'm talking sexy. I don't want them to think like
my father doesn't need
junior.
Hey there, junior.
Do you think? Okay, wait. Are there any juniors in the audience tonight? One.
Ooh.
Does anyone ever say that to you when you're having sex?
Hey there, junior.
Hey, junior.
I really hope not.
That's a pretty rude thing to say, especially to Ray Parker.
Hey, yeah. Junior, you gonna bust this ghost?
I presume we're...
My butt's haunted.
I'm sure somebody's actually said that to him, too. Somebody.
Oh,
bust
man.
This pussy, there's so many ghosts in there. Yeah.
Does busting still make you feel good?
Also, no, I think categorically all pussies are haunted. That's true.
Huh?
Yeah.
Haunted?
Yeah.
Do you mean
all
in like...
Shit's dying in there?
Okay.
All the time.
Haunted in the way like when you come back from the war, though. Like, haunted. Like,
Yeah. Yes.
That's what the P in PTSD is for. Pussy. Yeah. What are we talking about?
I don't know.
I think we're talking about weird science.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Weird science.
Different song.
I guess we're supposed to read it as like, if all of these things are like boxes you can check, then call Ghostbusters.
Or any one of them, it seems like.
But if it's any one of them...
I'm alone, hello?
Right. Yeah, that's crazy. They're going to get so many calls from people just like, I just wanted to talk.
Right.
My children moved away and I've been alone for 3 months.
Oh.
You guys, talk to old people, you know?
Yeah.
Loneliness is a real problem amongst the elderly.
Right.
No, just let it sit for a minute.
No, you should feel awe. Because quickly, they will become ghosts. Oh, people die.
Yeah. Somebody's grandma got busted in here for sure. For sure.
Both ways.
I mean, if they're your grandma.
Oh, your grandma had sex. Chill out.
I mean, kind of she had to, right? Like, that's kind of part of, okay.
Someone busted. Oh, I love your grandma.
Meow, that's disgusting.
I'm just saying. It's a fact. Please play the next clip. This is where it gets spooky again.
This line.
What is it?
I will stop it because it's insane. The line is, I ain't afraid of no ghost. Ooh, I hear it likes the girls.
Whoa. This is a very specific ghost suddenly.
Yeah. It's one ghost.
Yeah.
And for some reason, its sexuality is very important.
Wait, ooh, that was the best response. The
He's a prurient man.
A what?
A prurient man.
Can you please tell me what that word means?
P-R-U-R.
Prurient.
Okay,
prurient.
Well, now you're bragging. I asked for the definition.
This is the only time I've ever used this word. It just means you're kind of obsessed with, like, sex.
That's me!
Yeah.
Prurient.
You're a prurient lady.
Well, it's just like he's thinking about ghosts. He's like given this ghost project, and like the first thing he's thinking about is like, do ghosts fuck? Like
yeah.
Come on.
These ghosts definitely fuck.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and what, they're all lesbian women, bisexual women,
or straight men, or bisexual women?
All
are attracted
men?
To women.
Always into girls.
Yeah.
He's heard that by the people he talks to about the sex ghosts.
Not Ray Parker Jr. himself. Of course not.
He's maybe just that, passing along information.
Yeah, yeah. I hear it likes the girls. You know,
that's why he's not afraid of the ghost. It's because, like, hey, we both like girls. You know? It's just like,
I'm not afraid
I see
of
myself
ghost.
In that ghost. You know?
So because he's not a girl, they're not coming for him.
I guess.
Only women are haunted?
Do you think it likes the girls as in, like, it's trying to haunt the girls or it's attracted to women?
Well, in the video, he's the ghost.
Sexuality is a spectrum.
Right?
Yeah.
What?
He is a ghost in the video.
He's totally the ghost.
He's playing both sides.
This changes everything.
He's singing about busting ghosts.
And coming out as straight in his own song.
He's like the spook who sat by the door.
But he's also singing as the ghosts. What the hell?
Have you not seen the video? He's just chasing this woman around and acting like a sex ghost.
He's the one that's disappearing and reappearing in her apartment.
Yeah.
No wonder they need to be. He's like, you guys have to stop me. I can't control myself. I'm a ghost. Somebody bust me.
It would be a really upsetting video if it weren't so fucking stupid, you know?
It absolutely would.
Just take a seat. We got to have a tiny little chat about ghost consent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it stalking if you're a ghost?
Yes, I think it's stalking regardless of your physical state of matter.
Ghosts be creeping.
That's I don't know if ghosts...
That's right. Give it up for ghost stalking.
All right, you guys, we got to end ghost stalking.
That's all
right.
Ghosts don't know what they're doing.
They're all done.
Oh, so ghosts learn at a very young age what they're doing.
Some ghosts don't know they're ghosts.
And that's on the ghost parents to educate them.
I'm sick of ghosts being put on trial and just being like, they got such a bright future ahead of them as a ghost.
Right.
They're all criminals.
That's right.
I've taken a sharp corner from
all the ghosts.
From all Ghostbusters are bastards to the ghosts themselves are the bastards.
Even Casper?
Casper, when he turns into Devon Sawa, though, yum, 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 yum.
Miel!
Listen, when I was a kid, too.
I was
not as a grown woman.
Start with that.
It's a very confusing movie for a bisexual woman.
Why are you still saying num, 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 though? Yeah. Like, now.
Because I'm still 8 years old in my mind.
Fine.
Also, the fat whatever friend that ate all the food, the one that, like, the whole joke was that the ghost was fat.
Oh, yeah.
I believe his name was Fatso.
Fatso.
I love
he had something special.
I miss the golden age of movies where all you had to do to have three characters is one's tall, one's fat, and then one's just in between.
One stinks, too. That's
stinky.
One
stinks.
Stinky.
Oh, that movie is technically the third Ghostbusters movie because Dan Aykroyd appears in it in character.
He runs out of the house.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And he says, like, call someone else.
Wow.
That's against this whole song.
Yeah.
Did Ray Parker Jr. sue him for that?
I love it if somehow Ray Parker, like, finagled the rights to the entire film in that agreement. Like,
Okay, well, you are a creep, Mr. Ray Parker Jr. Why'd you write that
line? Also love that he just goes, I hear it likes the girls.
That's the kind of thing you say, I hear, but really, it's your own thought.
Yeah, it's...
Been hearing that.
Oh, he's doing a Trump there, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying it likes the girls.
A lot of people are saying it has a tremendous amount of sexual energy for the girls. He in so many parts of this song, just does like a weird moan, like before he says something. So I clipped it out.
That moan is why, that's how I realized that the tracks were looping, because it happens twice.
Yeah.
He does the exact moan, like later in the song too.
It sounds like such a bad impression of Prince.
Yeah.
Neil was saying backstage that he has an album with a song, what's it called?
Okay, so I was wondering, what did he do to follow this song up in 1985? He put out an album, and it's called Sex and the Single Man. So he's not working the ghost angle anymore.
Nah. Now it's just, I hear it likes the girls over and over.
It's just the girl stuff. It's very sexy.
I hear it likes the girls.
That was not okay.
But I was listening to it, and I actually love it. It's like really catchy. And one track on it is a, well, first of all, there's a track called Men Have Feelings Too.
Stop, Ray!
It's really good. But there's a track called I'm a Dog. And it's kind of a novelty song.
Playing both sides again, man.
I know!
Yeah. If you want to play it, if you have a clip.
Oh, I didn't clip it out.
Oh, okay, never mind.
If you happen to have a clip of I'm a Dog by Ray Parker Jr.
It's great. It's him. He's totally ripping off Prince this time. But it's like a bunch of like dog bone puns and like pussycat stuff.
Man, if you're going to be a horny creep, just be a horny creep.
But by the end of the song, he's just like, he sounds like so giddy. He's like, you knew I was a dog. It's like, it's not sexy.
Did he just learn what sex was? Like, it's a lot.
It really feels like, I think he's a tremendous nerd.
Men have feelings too, and the feeling is horniness.
I want to put my bone in the doghouse.
Highly recommend.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
I just had to...
It's just getting creepier the more we go.
Yeah.
Now, like, spooky and creepy already walk a thin line, you know?
He jumps the line and goes straight into, this song is creepy.
Yeah.
But movie is creepy, though. Ghostbusters are creep. They're creeps.
It's so true.
The Ghostbusters are creeps, not the ghosts themselves.
The ghosts are just ghosts. The men are the creeps.
I concur.
Woo! He said it! He said it!
Those boys.
Hey, Neil. You're one of the good ones.
Wow.
The spotlight.
And I'm watching all you motherfuckers out there.
Imagine you say that and he just gets raptured immediately.
Yeah, Ernie Hudson's fine. He doesn't do anything particularly wrong in the movie.
No, he's just there for the sport of it all.
He's just there for the paycheck.
Why do I feel like I'm on drugs every time this comes back on?
Because it's such a, like, it makes you want to dance. You have a dose of a freaky ghost, baby. You've been called Ghostbusters. He says, if you had a dose of a freaky ghost, baby, you better call Ghostbusters.
A dose?
A
this
dose.
This is before Rhyme Zone existed.
Yeah.
He was just going, fuck, 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 dost, ghost, dost, ghost, fuck. Jost, Colin Jost, not alive yet, post.
Post, toast, coast, dose, dost, fuck.
If you've had a roast.
Boats.
Boats. If you like boats and
you've
seen...
had toast with the freaky ghost, baby.
Oh, Mike, can you keep singing? That sounded really good.
I was out of lyrics, I'm sorry.
If you're playing host to a freaky ghost.
If you're... doing
Friars
the most.
Pub roast.
Yes. Yeah. If you're cooking a roast for your ghost, you might want to call the Busters. Is that so expensive?
Yeah.
They don't pay money. Ghosts don't have money. At least that's what my ghost says.
I wish I could pay rent, but I just don't have money.
The spooky part again.
What is happening?
He's using every setting on the Casio. Just going down the line.
No. I think he was hand programming that shit.
Really?
Because he's a virtuoso.
Oh my God. I'm so glad we're on this, Neil, just to be the Ray Parker fan.
That part sounds incredible. That is pure him. That's no Huey Lewis shit there.
Is that What Mike was saying, just hitting every key on the casino.
Have you seen that episode of I Think You Should Leave where it's just like the piano that has all the strings and pulleys and shit?
Yeah.
That's what's happening here.
Or he went to the mall and heard a man outside playing a couple buckets and like a jar, and he was like, keep going, and put his microphone in front of him. Boom, boom.
It's so big and huge. I love it.
And then the best line of the song.
Yep. Boston makes me
feel good. Wait a minute. Think the man's telling on himself again.
Why? Yeah. Why do you say
Boston
that?
Boston makes me feel good.
Maybe he's just like playing those buckets. Maybe he's saying busking makes him feel good.
That's why he was so upset to do the song. He's like, I don't want to be rich. I just want to get out there and play my bucket.
I want to get back to my roots.
I'd love to see him perform Ghostbusters on the street.
Oh, I would kill for that.
Yeah. It's such an easy punch-up.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters is not a movie I would watch.
Okay. Are you kidding? Okay, it's a ragtag group of ghosts. They were all amateur musicians. It's basically Fame, but they're dead now.
They're all playing the musical Saw, by the way.
They're all,
oh my God, it's a tie-in.
It's who?
I want to live forever.
I'm going to live for
never. For never?
Because they're ghosts.
I'm going to learn how to fly.
I did. Ghosts. Remember, remember, please, please, remember.
5,000, 2,500, 600 minutes since I died. Also, none of those numbers were right. I mean, busking makes me feel good. Actually, the sentence makes me feel good. So thank you for that, Neil.
Yeah. No, I think he's talking about cum, yeah.
He is, right?
Definitely.
Because he's not a Ghostbuster.
He's talking about his ectoplasm.
Exactly.
This entire song, he's just been like, I've been hinting at it. And everyone's like, what are you saying? He's like, fine, I love to have sex.
Yeah.
Or masturbate.
Or it's just, he's all about the end process.
I enjoy an orgasm.
Lest we forget, the first part of the sentence is, let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something. Just imagine him like a dad. Just like, all right, kids, here's the deal. Let me tell you something.
I need everyone at home to know Demi just turned his chair around backwards and is fully straddling it.
All right, kids, let's rap for a second. Bustin, I love the shit. All right? Morning, day, or night, you see a sock on that door, it's not coming off. Bustin makes me feel good.
All so right. You may notice sometimes Daddy comes downstairs in the morning with a little more pep in his step.
I just want to know what, like, Ivan Reitman thought of that line.
He's probably like, hell yeah, there's a blowjob from a ghost in this movie. We are on board.
Dan Aykroyd probably took him aside. He was like, you know, you're into ghosts too?
I mean,
you're one of me?
Oh, you're one of us.
Everybody's a little into ghosts.
Dan Aykroyd especially, though, right?
Yeah, Dan Aykroyd's a big time into ghosts.
Yeah.
Me, little bit into ghosts. Dan.
Me? Not into him at all.
Come on. Nope. You're lying to yourself.
Nope.
Get a little crystal head vodka on you.
What?
Also, you know, crystal head vodka, Dan Aykroyd's vodka in a skull?
No, I didn't know that.
That was such a deep cut.
It's like there's alien shit even in his vodka.
Yeah.
I love a man who commits all the way.
Also, Demi, I know a couple movies that might change your mind.
Yes, please.
We'll talk after.
Give me the links.
Yeah.
Pornhub.com/what? Just scream it out now.
I just so appreciate that he's like, all right, let's stop beating around the bush. I love to come. All right, ghosts again.
And then he goes back into it with...
Don't get caught alone, no, no. Those words, what is that?
He's not trying to hide it anymore.
This song only gets progressively more problematic. He says, don't get caught alone. Oh, no.
Yeah.
And then he says, when he comes through your door, unless you just want some more, I think you better call Ghostbusters.
Also, can we focus that he said, comes through your door?
When it comes through your door.
Is he like, open up the mail slot?
Well, they're ghosts. They can just go through whatever.
I don't think you got what I was saying.
I didn't.
It's okay.
It's fine. I'll listen to this later.
The song started. It was so general.
Yeah.
If you see something strange.
Yeah.
But now, this is a very specific ghost.
If he comes through your door, unless he just wants some more.
Right. More of the invisible man in your bed. Same guy.
Yep. Ray Parker Jr.
Yeah.
Who apparently is a ghost transformer.
I'm starting to think that the story of this song is Ray Parker Jr. stumbled upon some invisible making serum and is
the
using
invisibility
it,
cloak.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's using it to sneak into ladies' houses, but he's also like, I don't think that's fair, so I'm going to make a song to warn them. But,
it's not really to warn them.
I mean, I like it.
I think he's drawing on the legend of the succubus a little bit, perhaps. Maybe he suffers from sleep paralysis.
Continue
it's just
that.
Very, it's just, yeah, it's weird, aggressive sexual ghost imagery.
Do you think it's like a Jekyll and Hyde type deal?
I don't know what the fuck's going on in this song.
I would love to hear more about the succubus, just when you have time.
I guess he'd be the incubus in this situation.
I love what you're saying, and yeah. I don't know what it means.
Really? You don't know the legend?
Unless you're talking about, I wish you were here.
No, it's just like people would have like terrible visions. They'd have sleep paralysis and they'd explain it as like a demon that would like press down on them in their sleep and stuff.
Mm. And it was called the succubus?
The succubus were the female ones and the incubus was the male version.
The female one had suck in it?
Yeah. It's spelt with the two C's as well, too.
Gosh!
I think that might be where it comes from, even.
Trying to suck you bus.
Yeah, it's just short for succubus.
Bussin' makes me feel good.
Suck you bustin' makes me feel good. So that's pretty much the end of the song. It just goes into him doing a call and response. Who you gonna call? Think you better call. Who you gonna call? I can't hear you.
We're losing them.
Louder.
Nope.
That's what he says. That's not me.
Man, you know the exact cadence of every line.
Louder. Louder. I've listened to this song a million times.
Demi loves this song.
No joke. I listen to this song year round. It's on my like just routine song playlist.
Uh-huh.
It fucking bangs. This song
it's
is
really
great.
It's really good.
I used to think it was a great song before I learned all of this stuff.
The thing is, I've known this stuff for a while and it only made it better.
I like to think that he recorded those parts first before the callbacks. So it's just, there's a version of it where it's just like, louder.
He was like, is this gonna work?
Think you better call. Just like, no. I don't know.
I do also like the idea of replacing every instance of Ghostbusters with Ray Parker and just like,
I like that too.
Think you better call Ray Parker.
That's what it sounds like inside his head all day. Yeah.
And that's Ghostbusters.
Actually, no, the way he probably was like, who are you gonna call? Ray Parker Jr.
Nah, it doesn't work.
It's like, don't call my dad, it's me.
Lindsay Buckingham.
Oh, God, I wish.
H. Lewis.
Oh, Huey Lewis. He lost out on so much money.
Yeah. I would love to know what song Huey would have written.
Can you imagine? I can't.
He did a spooky song, right? Or he did a spooky video. Did you ever see that one?
No.
Which one was it? Does anyone know?
Power of Love?
No, no. One of his music videos, it's like this extended haunted house thing.
Why were the 80s like so hot on haunted things?
Thriller.
Thriller.
That's what this song was missing was Vincent Price.
Yes.
He should have been involved.
And that's why for the punch up, you guys. Imagine.
We got him.
Back from the dead.
Is he dead?
He's dead. Super dead.
Vincent Price?
Fits the theme. Well, I don't know who's dead and who's alive.
He was like, Edward Scissorhands was like.
He died right after Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah.
It was very
really?
Sad.
And I do
yeah.
know that because
was it
he
related?
Was my first
yeah.
crush.
Scissors right to the chest. It was an on-set kind of thing,
also,
you know?
Hey, quick bone to pick. Edward Scissorfingers.
No, but his hands were the scissors, right?
Fingers.
Oh, I haven't seen the movie.
You haven't seen it?
He had palms.
He had palms.
But then he had scissor fingers. You're scissor correct.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike.
You guys, watching a movie.
If there's one thing you take away from this show, it's the scissor fingers. Also, that my first crush was Vincent Price. Anyway, what'd you do for the budget? Don't worry about it.
What'd slip that in there, huh?
Damn.
Okay.
Vincent Price, not Edward Scissorhands?
No, Vincent Price.
Her second crush was the tiny child ghost from Casper.
You want to know my third one?
Yes.
Michael Clark Duncan in The Green Mile.
What? That's like...
Your type is things that are going to die soon? Is
yeah.
that? Is that it?
I love ghosts!
Oh my God.
So for the punch up.
For the punch up. Well, there were a few things I had to take into account. Firstly being that Neil did the best punch up that could have been done of this song.
All hail Neil.
Secondly, that for those of you who don't know, this is my last episode.
What?
It's fine. And
it's not fine.
Well, I mean, I'm not dead, so it's fine.
Unfortunately, I had to fire Demi.
Right.
Ugh, sucks.
I kept talking about busting. But then I was also just like, well, what's a fun thing to do with this song, and what have I enjoyed about the podcast? And one thing I enjoyed last year that I did is making a mega mix of all of the songs that we had covered on the podcast.
Yes!
And so I don't know how well it will play since I'm not going to be performing it.
You gotta dance.
But I will have to dance, and let's see how long I sustain that energy
Everyone
for.
Everyone film this.
Oh, God.
You are now tuning in to Punch Up the Jam.
I want you.
Oh my God.
I feel good. I'm happy for you.
I feel good.
I wish nothing but the best for you both.
Porsche.
I've been in the valley, you ain't been up on the horse.
I would like to hold my door.
Love Shack, baby, Love Shack.
Just go ahead, girl.
I would
like to hold my door.
Love Shack, baby, Love Shack.
Just go ahead.
Say busters, girls.
Busters.
Girls.
Busters.
When I say they're just, you say cops. They're just. When I say fuck, you say those guys. Fuck. Fuck. When I say XO, you say XO, XO.
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 Thank you.
is, I've had nightmares like this. We don't have to.
I'm fucking, what? How? I was so much more than I thought I was going to be. And it was so sentimental for me. And it was so good. And it slapped so hard. I'm just so proud of you. I can't look at you.
Thank you. You've done a great thing here, this podcast.
I'm so glad everyone got to see that.
In true Ray Parker fashion, I did that at 4 a.m. this morning.
I texted him saying, hey, you want to go to the gym? He's like, I am sleeping.
Who knew that every bop at the same time would sound amazing?
Right?
How many songs was that?
I believe 25.
Wow.
Neil, what's your record?
Come on, Neil.
I don't know, less than that, but I don't know. I mean, ending it on Beverly Hills, that's a strong move there.
Also, really, the only song on that we have not punched up.
It's a recurring bit that I think every song sounds like Beverly Hills, so I just mix it into songs to mess with Miel.
It's fun. The final send off.
No, I think this is the final send off.
What? And listen to this! Wow! This is making me surprisingly sad. We should. Okay.
It's time to get to Unpunchables.
You can't punch this.
Oh.
Mike?
Oh, okay. I picked a They Might Be Giants song that I love a lot. And I think this song is fucking perfect. Their drummer is this guy named Marty Beller. And they wrote this song called Marty Beller Mask. And it's about Marty not really being Marty, but being Whitney Houston in disguise. And there's no better way to write this song.
It's so good.
I'm steaming up the inside of my Marty Beller mask, 'cause I'm really Whitney Houston on the drums. It's been 15 long years since I put on the Marty mask. You're the only person that I've ever
this
told.
This is great.
It's a very
awesome.
Song.
You should listen to the rest of it. It's
I
great.
Would like to now.
They retired that song too after
yeah,
she died.
After yeah, after she died, they stopped playing it.
Oh.
Wow. It was probably
they're
just
fucking classy. They're great.
Yeah, I would love to hear it though.
Yeah.
Like live. But yes, yeah, it was a good move that they didn't.
I'm excited to actually listen to that.
Yeah.
Thank
it's
you.
A good song. It's a really good one. Neil?
My pick was Peekaboo by Susie and the Banshees.
I like that the drums sound like they were recorded in reverse.
That whole track sounds like it's reversed.
There's a ton of weird. It's just like that song is all fucked up. You can't fix it. It's just like, it's perfect. It's like a beautifully weird song. It was like kind of a big hit, I think, too. Yeah.
Neil, I love that you're just so smart. You just hear things, you know? Your ears are like the opposite of colorblind. That's what your ears are.
It's because I dropped out of school.
So you hear that, kids?
Your drama. For my Unpunchable Jam, I feel very clever for this. It's Elliott Smith. Take a second. You know, just let that sink in. Off his album, XO.
Oh.
And it's called Independence Day because this is your freedom, Aunt Demi. After today, you are free.
What? I'm not locked down by doing this.
After today, you're finally free.
Genie, you're
I
free.
I release you! Ready? This is you sailing into the sunset.
Nice song. Is Elliott Smith from Portland? Am I mistaking that? He is? Got it.
That's why I chose it, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's from Portland and not that mural in L.A., for sure.
He was not born at the mural in L.A.
For my Unpunchable, I chose a song that's essentially a punch-up of Ghostbusters. It is Ghost Ride It by Mr. Fab, which I think is a fucking such a fun song.
Not me, I get in a scrape. Time marks in the streets look like figure eights. Sideshow, you know where I'm going. From the north to the east, just in case you ain't knowing. Baby is a town politics at the club.
It's just a song about ghost riding your car. It rules. I should have clipped out just the chorus because that's when it gets this part. Ghost ride it! Ghost ride your whip!
Awesome.
I haven't heard that song in so long.
It's so good.
Never heard it. The line that always like really got to me was Ghost Ride, Go Crazy. Who's that driving?
Patrick Swayze.
It's so good.
So good.
Oh, because he's a ghost. I get it.
Yeah. This is.
There's maybe also a line of Ghost Ride, get out the way, let Casper drive.
Yeah. I wish
Casper is not old enough to drive.
No, well, actually, if anything were to be punched up, I'd have him mention more famous ghosts in that song. Yeah.
Get out of the way, let Bruce Willis, spoiler, die. Ride.
And that's the show.
Mm. I'm still trying to think of a famous ghost.
Literally name any dead person.
Beetlejuice, the ghost with the most.
Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
You can't say that.
Vincent Price.
I just can't say Beetlejuice?
Stop saying it!
Don't!
If we're not careful, Beetlejuice is gonna...
In all Portland, right. It feels like that could happen.
We're good.
Mike, Neil, thank you guys so much.
Thanks for having us. So much fucking fun.
It's so, so fun having you on.
For real.
Where can people check you out? Where can people find you? What do you want to promote? Anything. Who wants to go first?
I'm at Mike_Eagle on Twitter, because everything that I do is important I put there.
Good.
Sometime or another.
Twitter's a great place sometimes.
Used to be.
I mean, you can find all of my links on neilcic.com if you want to check out. If you don't care for Twitter, then there's other stuff there too.
Websites.
There's links to my mashup albums there.
You guys, have you heard Mouth Moods?
Mouth Moods. Is it Mouth Moods, Mouth Sounds, Mouth Silence?
Is that the order, the listening
no,
order?
No, I'm just saying.
Those are the three, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, what is the listening order you recommend?
I think order of release, yeah. Mouth sounds, mouth silence, and then mouth moods, because they build on the jokes as time progresses.
And then Mahmood, tribute album.
Yeah.
To the Iranian president that we all know and love.
Just get in the mouth.
I don't know what's happening anymore. I'm too emotional to process anything. Demi, I don't know how to end this episode. This is sad. It's happy, but it's sad. We're going to be great. We're going to move on. I'm going to have to take a few weeks to regroup, reformat, restructure, come back with the new version of the podcast, but it'll never be like what we had. It'll be different.
I'm tweaking.
Demi, when Demi gets emotional, he can only communicate through soundboard.
Moving my hips like, yeah.
I understand you're sad. I know that things have to change eventually, but it's hard to say goodbye.
Roll up.
I'll never forget all the countless weekends and weekdays and nights spent working on this podcast with you.
I'm about to do some jerking off. Oh, yeah.
I'm really going to miss logging 7 Patreon bonus episodes with you in a single sitting. I'm really gonna miss being trolled by you. But most of all, I'm gonna miss you.
I'm gonna miss you too, and I'm gonna miss the podcast, and I love you, buddy.
I love you too.
thank you all so much for listening and for being here. I love you guys so much. The podcast is still going. It's going to be fucking great. Please keep listening. And I hope to see you all around. We love you.
Thank
Good night,
you,
Portland.
Everybody.
Okay, that was
touch the jam.
Touch
the jam.
Hey, touch
the jam.
Touch
the jam.
That was a HeadGum podcast.